The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done. So let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within. Everyone, welcome back. We love you. For all our new listeners, welcome. We're in for a treat today. For all our returning listeners, we are so grateful that you join us every Tuesday right here, however you listen. You know, we're live today, but I know you're always listening to the podcast. We hear you on Apple and iHeartRadio and iTunes and wherever you're listening to your favorite podcast. So we are so happy you're here. You know, last week you heard me talk about the importance of understanding why you want to understand energy work, what's going on in the world, the change and the transition, because you have the power to heal yourself. And there's so many incredible things out there. So first, yes, the body regeneration method has launched. You can check it on the website, tracylclark.com. We are going all fall and all winter. So you're empowered. You know what to do, because we are in the time of explosion of winter. I said, there's going to be a lot of change. You want to be ready. And that's what we're here to always make sure that you are ready and prepared. This is why I am so excited for this hour. We have an incredible guest with us. I love her to bits. She is in Florida and Helena Riley is with us. Now, she's all about quantum sound healing, which, guys, you got to hear about this, but also you have watched me. I got chills already. The energy is off the charts. You've watched me on her home summit, and it's been such a success. And I was just saying to her before we went live here that it is so important, because one of the things you need to always remember, if you stay grounded, centered, neutral, connecting in to these summits, connecting into the radio show, the days that you guys are like, oh my God, I want to go hide under a bed, they're not going to stop until after the winter. However, you can be prepared, and you can be with communities like hers, like here, to really, really empower yourself and stay centered on those days. And I know you guys appreciate her. I've heard all of your emails. I know you appreciate what we're doing. We get your emails, and no, please keep them coming. So Helena, I'm so happy you're here with us today. I can't thank you enough.
I'm so glad to be here as well. I'm overjoyed.
Well, you were just at a wedding, so your son got married.
So I'm stoked.
Yes. Mode, so we'll take all that energy.
Heron. Yes. And this is a time of, that was one great thing about the wedding, is that it was joyful and it was about love and there was great support. So it was a great contrast to, you know, so much of what's going on in the world today.
It is. And this is why, because you and I have had these great conversations of understanding people have to take charge of their body. They have to take charge of their life. And one of the things that you have such a vast amount of knowledge with, and incredible, and the water and the frequencies, the scalar quantum vibrational frequencies, the machines. I want to know one. A lot of people probably are listening to this going, what is that? This is important. So can you share with the people what exactly these frequencies are? Because you and I get it, but a lot of people listening to the show that don't. Can you explain some of that?
Yes.
Why you got into this technology, what you found so profound about it? Because I love it.
Well, first of all, I was born as a highly sensitive person and an empath. And so of course I became a shrink, a psychotherapist. I was trying to,
right? Let's go into therapy. Yes.
Let me try to, and my mission was, I could see things that other people weren't seeing, and I wanted to help fix them, to shift them. So I knew this as a child, and I did my first psychic reading that they told me about when I was three, saying things they didn't want to hear. But I was dealing with this sensitivity. Even I experienced it at the wedding. And no one was talking about that then, the highly sensitive person, the psychic, the one that was born a little different. And I was also born as the miracle child. So you would, because my mother had 5 miscarriages, partial hysterectomy, tubular pregnancy, and then adopted 3 children with papers in for the 4th. So she was 40 years old. The doctor, and she goes into her doctor and he sends her to a shrink. She says, I can't stand the smell of coffee. And so I'm pregnant. He sends her to a shrink. He thought it was an imaginary pregnancy. And turns out here I am today. So it was, but I was born in a way that, and actually in Boston with all these scientists, all of the story goes that all the obstetricians and gynecologists were present at this birth because they thought that I would be some kind of real problem. So they had the incubator waiting at, you know, 7 a.m. cesarean section, all planned on March 6th. And so I did come out a little different, but not in any way physically problematic. So it was, but the way that I was wired was the issue. And, you know, in trying to cope with that without any intranet or without any real understanding or research, I just went on my own path. And I started, giving psychic readings, not knowing what they were, just telling people about their future. And then I started working in all these different clinics as a therapist. I became like a lay child therapist. And so I studied, I really climbed. It was Newton, Massachusetts, very progressive. Wow. The bedroom of Harvard and Brandeis and Lesley College and so many places, you know, BU, BC, there was so much innovation going on. So I fit, my inquiring mind. But what happened was I got to the point, and I eventually did my advanced degrees at University of Chicago, and I was climbing the ladder because I'd already studied at Harvard. I saw they didn't see the answers. So I climbed the ladder and then realized it almost got worse as you got higher. And because they were more dominated by the mind. And what happened then was I finished, people were saying, perhaps you should consider, not finishing this degree, but I finished the degree. And then I went in pursuit. I went to the Far East. I studied with Leonard Orr, rebirthing. And I eventually landed in the ashram of Harikhan Babaji, written about in Autobiography of a Yogi. And he put me in charge of music, knowing nothing, of course. And I got to walk with him and ask him, he brought me to his ashram in the Himalayas, and I got to ask him questions. And so I understood then that it was all karma. That was his essential teaching. But I also saw, and I became a therapist in several gurus' ashrams, but I saw that nothing actually pinpointed the karmic patterns. And so I went in, I was finally at the ashram of Guru Maya Chipalasananda in Ganeshpuri for 2 years while my son, who just got married, was about 2 to 4. And I was a therapist there. Again, I saw, even in the ashram environment, with darshan every day, with seva, with meditation every day, it still wasn't hitting these causative patterns that create your life and in many ways sabotage your life. Self-doubt, self-denial, self-sabotage, self-hatred. And this is when I really told the universe, I will go back to be a healer again if I can find something that's efficient, where I can see the patterns dissolve. And that was my request. So eventually I landed in Hawaii with my family, and after meeting a few deep trance channels, landed on Don Campbell's pathway. And then eventually he sent me to University of Honolulu, and I met the early version of Robert Loy's technology. And that was the story. 15 seconds in.
You knew.
I knew. And I had to borrow the money to buy the technology. It was $11,500. It was this huge Amiga with like 100 wires. And there was nothing simple about it then. It's very simple now. So I then went into private practice, and, you know, I knew immediately, because in 15 seconds, I went into like a somatic state. And I, you know, I've been in India for 2 years, so I was visiting that state frequently. And what happened was that it resonated my energy field back to where I was in Ganeshpuri, because I think gradually, you know, you get into the real world and my vibration lowered or changed, shifted to adapt. I kept on telling my husband at the time, why are people running around so fast? What are they speeding to? And I didn't get my driver's license again for 3 months. I walked up to my child's, you know, he was going to this little school. You know, so I was in a very different state of consciousness, but the technology raised me up again. And then I invited the person that brought it to my home and started sound laboratories right then and there. The very first session, and this is where the profound nature of sound, so I invited all the alternative practitioners. For some reason, I knew everyone and they all came. So we had about 40 or 50 people there. And that was back in the early days. There weren't so many healers. And so, so the first person's frequencies that we did, and we did voice analysis software, which I now call voice code. And she called me the next day and she said, thank you. And I said, great. We chose someone we didn't know. She wasn't one of the professionals in the area. And so, so I said, well, you know what happened? And she said, I was scheduled for kidney stone surgery. And after you did the frequencies, I passed all the kidney stones in your bathroom. And needless to say, I was scared because I thought, oh no, this was too strong. But this is the power of vibrational medicine. It can work instantly and very quickly to release whatever the block is, whatever she's holding, the holding pattern. And then I was really, I didn't own the technology yet, but I really knew that this is what I would open my practice with. And I've been doing it ever since. That was roughly 1993. And the sound laboratories went on. We had a lot of fun. And my story goes that then I was overbooked. And I then we moved to New York and I opened my practice. I had two practices in Upper State New York, by the ashram, and also in Manhattan on the Upper West Side. And that's when I actually got to apply the voice code analysis and see how the patterns, because most of my clients were students of this great yoga, this great female master, Gurumayi Chipalasananda. And yet these deep issues were still hanging them up. Yeah. We call them samskaras in the Far East, but they couldn't resolve them energetically. No matter how much they meditated, it seemed, or dressed up in white, or, you know, went for darshan. And the guru was well aware of this. She was very aware of it, actually. That was one of the reasons she stayed for 2 years in India. So she was hoping, she did all these encounter kinds of things to get people out of their anger, their stuckness. So I had a long history of seeing what wasn't working or what had limits. And then we saw that the voice analysis wasn't quite enough. So I joined my partner. My marriage was coming to an end. I could tell that. And I joined Robert Lori, the inventor of the scalar technology. And we realized that we needed an immersive sound bath. Yeah. That acted as an immersive tuning fork. And that's where we applied the quantum technology or the quantum Tesla technology with the sound frequencies to run 24/7 and raise the resonance, not only clearing, but clearing the environment and everyone living in it, raising the frequency of the environment that you're living in so that it becomes like your tuning fork. So we developed and in back of me, there is a little miracle. That one. But so we developed these as immersive technologies because we understood, especially as a shrink, I understood that there was a tendency for all of us to relapse or regress into our patterns, no matter how powerful our intentions were. We tend to, they're like our comfort zone, and our brain is trained to go into a primitive state, actually, for survival.
Yeah.
The immersive nature is what we found. We started in 2007 to share the technologies as a way to repattern or to decode, recode, reset.
Can I say something here for you? I don't know if you know this. One of the reasons I'm so excited for you to share this. Do you know what's happening? Okay. You just said one of the, I got chills. Okay. This technology, and everyone listen clearly to this, like this technology, what you just said is helping to recode, repattern your home and your environment. Like, I love how you said like an immersion into a bath. What is happening on the planet right now? Why people, and listen, why you want to dive into what Helena is saying and her technology. I was doing a seminar last week. The technology that the, let's say, not so nice people of the world that are trying to take us out of the new earth, which they're not going to succeed. They're going to fail. They have very similar access to technology, but they're using it for fear. They're using it to lower your vibration. Just like you're saying, because I've had a lot of people say, I've gone to these ashrams, I come out and I'm right back in my poo. Exactly what you're saying. So if people really pay attention, I have chills, why this is so, like, this is ready to explode. And the reason I believe your whole space is going to explode on this whole new level, and I've seen it before, we've talked about this, is because it's counter. Well, the way I see it is, you know how we say frequency to frequency cancels it out, right?
Yeah.
Your sound quantum therapy, what it's doing is canceling out this negative noise. So what a lot of this noise in the dark is putting into people's head is, oh, do this, even though they don't feel like they want to, or go against your intuition, even though they don't want to. And when your technology is playing, I can see it as you're talking about it, it completely wipes that noise out, which is why the body vibrates. And I didn't know if you knew that that's what they're using, that bad people are using it to bring the vibration down, but you found the technology to cancel them out because it's high, it's pure God love, it's pure energy.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. But,
and that's actually really profound that the scalar technology, or we'll call it quantum, involves a cancellation field. So it's the way that we won't get into too much of the science, but the way the coils are created, they meet in the middle to create a zero point field or a cancellation field, canceling out, let's just call it the negative noise, just to make it very simple. It can be 5G. It can be someone's negative emotions. It could be your neighbor next door freaking out and somehow you're picking up on it. Because what people have failed to fully understand is that the brain is not only a physical organ, it's a field. But it's a very curious field. It's out doing research right now. It's listening to Tracy and I because you have a question on your mind. So you're always picking up information. Now, the sad thing is that in the 1950s, they did experiment in Colorado Springs with frequency to bring about depression. Mm-hmm. And here's the other caveat that people need to be aware of. The 5G technology was developed. It can also send out frequencies. Yes. It was developed in Israel, and Israel is the only country not embracing it, by the way, small fact. And it was developed in Israel for an entirely different purpose. So we are here, and we have to not only be immersive, we have to maintain our state so that we don't go backwards again. And that's why the immersive, last week I was contacted by some NASA scientists. Mm-hmm. And one she's very evolved, very brilliant, but she needed something immersive, and she knew it. She tried everything on the planet. Yeah. And she has some issues. I won't discuss it because I don't want to disclose her identity, but she has issues that she could not resolve. It was a surgery on her mouth that had to be completely reversed, some TMJ, and it had to be completely reversed. And she went in search of energy healing, and then she realized she needed something immersive. So that occasional sound bath, or that occasional, you know, when we remember to do some tuning forks, is not quite enough given the environment we're living in. And that's, if people are feeling confused or overwhelmed, it's partly the frequency overload that's not coherent.
Yeah. So, and so they plug, because you've got the little machine back there. But look, if you can see over her right shoulder there. Now, will one, because people are going to ask, so I'm going to answer. I can see they're going to ask, and I know they're going to go to the website, but also if once they've plugged it in, they can leave it running all day, correct? And just leave it running
24/7. And the only thing that it does have AM, PM soundtracks that are very specifically evolved to support you in daytime functioning, to enhance your superpowers, to awaken, to clear this. This is the biggest problem right now, is that I think people are opening and shutting, just like the schools.
Like the schools opening and closing, but they're also, because people say to me, well, Tracy, you see the good and the bad. And I said, but when I see the stuff not so good, we keep it open. I said, that's actually, I don't take it as a, I take it as a, okay, spirit's showing me this so we can change course and prepare if that is going to come. Just like right now, it's like, okay, we've seen what's happening. We know what's coming. We know they're not going to win, but oh, thanks for showing me that so we can prep and not be in chaos, fear, panic, anything. We can stay in the vibration. So I say to people, you want to open this. And that's why so many energies on the other side, as you know, have worked so hard to crust it over, to shut it down, to, because the biggest fear right now on the people that are losing their power and control is all of us waking up, sound therapy, energy connection, using your intuitive gifts. Cause now as soon as you woke up to that, being born as a miracle child, like you were a miracle, you were, and you were there to bring this through. You were like, I'm coming through. And this is what I say to people when they say can't have children. I'm like, I've seen this a million times. Like you put that coming through, you're coming through, and you're proof of that. But this is what they're afraid of, is all of us and just waking up, because now we see what's going on and now we see they can't do that. And so when you're clearing with the sound therapy, and I love sound therapy, like people ask me all the time, they're like, well, what about tuning forks and high vibrational music? I said, they're all great. And I said, the more you can put in your home, because you probably notice what I notice is when people come into your home, they go, what's different in here? Why is your home make me want to have a nap? I feel so calm. I feel so peaceful. You must get that
all the time. And also the one side effect of our technology that I've heard from our tribe is that people never want to leave their house. I saw that at my son's wedding. He just got a new house, and it was, everyone wanted to stay there, and everyone came in, and the miracle was running, of course. Yeah. No one probably knew that, but it was, yes. And I would say also, it's personal power right now, so that you do not become the victim of these lower vibrational energies. Mm-hmm. And your children don't either. Personal power is the most important asset to develop, because we're going to have to stay centered, as Tracy always says, grounded. But this clarity, this coherence is what is going to make your life really beautiful and powerful, or very confusing. And you know, we used to joke about the amygdala, how we are sort of, you know, the idea is to get out of the fight, flight, freeze syndrome. And the way it's being structured right now, they're actually developing programs to keep you in that, which means you're not clear in decisions. You give away your power. That's
when it's ramped up. Like in the last few months, I've noticed in my community, they're like, what is happening? And I'm sure you've seen it. And I want to talk about the summit too, and then tell them how to get all this fun stuff. Cause I'm telling you, like, they've ramped it up, but they've ramped it up because they realize we're helping so many people, all of us that are awake, helping more people wake up. And so they keep ramping it and ramping it. And most of that lower vibrational thought form, if it comes in, it's not yours or mine, it's theirs. And I always say to people, you just say, get out, like, go away. I'm not consenting, go away. And yes, they're ramping because you can see they're ready for this crescendo of losing, like they're losing everything, which is good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I used to do this thing, push it out, push it out, push it out. You know, just when you feel that energy. And that's one of the reasons for the Quantum Home Sanctuary Summit is that the home becomes this energetic sanctuary for you to retreat to. Just like I went to the ashram in India to find that, I duplicated that. I understood it after a while that the guru was creating this energetic atmosphere, mm-hmm, and for people to align to so they could activate their higher self. Your home in this time, consider it like a war, that when you go out, like in traveling, I had to fly. It's amazing what's going on out there. It's incredible when you actually enter into this this system of flying, and people are so angry and pent up, and there's a great deal of frustration, which I know we're all feeling because we are, as human beings, empathetic to other people's suffering. But the idea now is for us to maintain our frequency so that we can not only lead ourselves, but also help others to act like pillars of light. And it's not that it's tougher. It's that you have to make this choice on this fine line. Are you going to surrender to the fear, or become the warrior? Not the warrior, but the warrior.
The warrior. I was saying to the community on the weekend, and I said again today, I said, we're like, you got to be now. I keep saying we're an Endgame, and there was an Avenger movie called Endgame, and the Avengers series was actually done by good people, right? So, but I mean Endgame in a good way. I'm like, we're the warriors of light. We're like the Avengers. We're like all the light workers going out there now and shining that. And you are correct. I call it that big spiritual battle. And when we're in that, you know, if you're home, I always have said, the like when I used to go through big transitions, I don't know if you did, I used to hide in my home and people would say,
oh yes,
for months, like what happened? Tracy's hiding again, you know? And I'd say, yeah, but I needed to be, like you said, this is what I love about the Quantum Home Summit, is because you picked up on how important that is and bringing so many ideas and suggestions so people can grab what works for them. Mm-hmm. But understanding that to get through this winter, for people to literally ride out what's going to happen this winter, you need to have your home so strong, because people get scared when I say it's not to be scared, but it will be the heaviest winter we've ever gone through and will ever go through. And then we're going to come out of it and we're going to see lots of light stuff happen. And we're going to see it unfold, like it's unfolding now. But if your home has to be the place where, if you've gone out into the world or you're, you know, being that light in there and you come back, like you said, you got to be able to walk in the door and everything gets washed off. And you're like, okay, I'm resetting myself. Like you said, the battle, remember when the people would go out to war, right? They battle. The difference is they would battle and either die on the field and then some would come back to regroup. Now we are just, mm-hmm, in it constantly. And some people are losing their lives along the way, and many will over the winter. But when we come back, they would come back and they would, what would they do? Food, water, prepare for another day. So if we get our energy so strong to the God light with us, that's what you're pushing out there. And I love it so much to say, have this home that we're in every day, the strongest vessel, and other things will leave you alone.
And you'll also find your way, because there's also a discount or a shortcut to the divine right now, the higher self, that there's a shortcut to awakening this and this up above, because it is a difficult time. And when you make this choice to stay aligned with your higher self or your higher potential, you actually get this grace. It's so invisible. Like, I think this was the best wedding I've ever been to. And I'm, of course, a little biased, but it's because The bride at one point, so we're going into the wedding on Saturday. We've done the rehearsals and all this. And they say, okay, now, you know, I guess Biden has set a mask mandate again. Okay. So they ask the bride, are you going to request that everyone wear masks? Now, it was in the mountains in Colorado. And she said, absolutely not. And she's in the medical field, but she just said, absolutely not. She just actually, it was her, one of her bridesmaids. But the joy is when you make these choices and it's about staying in alignment, you start, right? You feel these doors opening and they open in ways that never opened before.
Well, because the other thing people forget is as much, the reason this dark energy is pushing so hard is our ability, just like you say, to manifest and create is higher than it's ever been.
Yes, the veils are thinner. So actually humanity is much more empowered than ever. And so we do, we have this, and there's the opportunity, the creative manifestation power. And I think one of the things I love about you, Tracy, is that you are telling the whole story. So many people are just telling the story of manifest, manifest, manifest. You're saying, well, I had this one teacher and he used to say high positive, high negative. And right now we're in very high positive, high negative. Yeah. Meaning you could manifest or change your life in a direction that maybe you couldn't have before, and manage the things that are not in alignment with that, is how I'll say it. And at this point, this vessel, this energy field, like when you look at aura pictures, keeping your chakras aligned, keeping this vibrant and strong is so important, because you can't just go out and immerse yourself outside in the way we used to more freely without, you know, picking up on some of the insecurities and fears.
And it's true. And what I do find sometimes in this realm, and what you and I really resonate on, is, and it's not, some people say, don't ever look at the negative. You can't, like, I'm like, you're not looking at the negative. If you can't see both sides, like you just said, high positive, high negative, you have to be able to look at it all. And it's that whole, you got both sides. So if you put your head in the sand and just say, okay, I'm going to just meditate all day, or I'm not going to you're not helping with this whole, you know, awakening and shift. You don't have to be attached to it. Again, you see it, you understand it. Sometimes I say to my community, I'm like, okay, guys, you're not going to like what I have to say, but let's look at how we're going to shift through it. Let's look on how we're going to move there in the positive manner, so you're not caught off guard and you're helping more people. Because a lot of times people are like, oh, I'll swirl the light and I'll just be really happy and I'll forget it's out there. I'm like, no. We all go together, guys. We got to help everybody.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things I learned in the ashram, was working in the ashrams, was that, you know, dressing up in white and pretending that you weren't human meant that these secrets became more deeply embedded in the nervous system. Now, think of it as the nervous system of humanity right now that's going through this shift. And what we're realizing is how powerful in this time, everyone is extremely powerful and they haven't realized this. And, you know, and when you start to awaken, you realize you do have the power to create. But right now in 2021, 2022, you have more power to create. Actually, strangely, it's paradoxical. And it's a complete, but you must become aware of who you really are, that you're not this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then we are more aware outside of just our physical bodies, right?
Yeah, like all exactly. The other bodies we
have. Can you share what was the spark that really led you to do the Home Summit? Like, what was it in you? Because this was something I know you shared with me. We're going to do one time. And now, you know, you keep doing it because so many people require this right now. What was that little turning that kind of flipped on you and Helena went, oh my God, I got to do this.
Well, first of all, my entire travel schedule was canceled. So I was sitting in my house and I, you know, so that was interesting. And then I was invited I met David Avocado Wolf through a good friend of mine, Veronica Parks, and he immediately invited me on his immunity summit. So we're in May, we're all kind of wondering what our future is. And I prepared for that summit. And then I spoke from that immunity summit. I spoke with hundreds of people who were concerned about their children. And I was a child and family psychotherapist. So I was, and when I spoke to them and picked up psychically, they were concerned about their children's mental health and the statistics, the raising suicide among children. And that was the trigger for me. This suicide, I just had a few conversations with mothers, and this one child, I don't know if you remember this, jumped off a 12-story building in Manhattan when his mother and sister were in the condo or the apartment. He just jumped off the balcony. And that was it. I tuned in, and my guides, I'm very in touch and I douse every single day. They were absolutely do this for the children. And the families, they are so freaking out. And David's, the summit that I was on with David Avocado, that brought a lot of families to me. So I was able to tune in, and they were pretty clear, but then people from all over the world, I was talking to, you know, every country, really. We have clients in Kazakhstan and Dubai and all over Europe. So, it was very universal. It was the same. No one was free of it. So I think the ultra wealthy had some advantages because they could get off on ultra wealthy, go off on their private jets and have private tutors. But most people in the middle and upper middle, they were struggling. So that was it. And I get up at about 4 a.m. and I get very clear messages. And I ask my assistant, Natalie, you know, will you, because I'm not a good man, I'm not a good detail manager person. So I said, are you willing?
Most of us are. We need good assistance for that.
we're visionaries. I can do a lot of it, but, and she said, yes. I said, are you sure? Because then I asked my staff, because we have people manufacturing in hot springs, are you willing to do this? And everybody was on board. So that's when it happened. And then we were booked in like 48 hours, the first one.
Yeah. You're so right with the children. I hear still, it's, you know, horrendous stories about what's going on with children and suicide on a very, very regular basis. And, you know, paramedics and police that are like, well, this is routine now. Well, okay, this shouldn't be routine. And a lot of the energy right now where people, I love what the children are helping humanity do, is wake up on every level, from the depressions, the suicides, the trafficking. So I love the fact that in this whole awareness that's coming forward and what you've also put together, I always say it's like top down. Like if a company's struggling, you got to look at the CEO, like the CEO's energy is blanketing all these people. So that's why there's issues. And just like in our families, right? And so if the parents are aligned and energetically understanding what's happening, that will go down to the children naturally. And then they can have tools and gifts to explain to the children what's happening. But also even with the sound therapy, that you can see with the children raises a vibration. Like, I think the whole school system is going to collapse. I think it's archaic. It needs to go away, but everybody needs a sound therapy in their school system until they collapse it completely, because these children are so, like you and I, being born so sensitive and intuitive and thinking, and, you know, we had nothing back then, right? We're just little nut jobbies, and thinking that what's wrong with us, or, well, I remember people telling me, as a 7-year-old, I was like, the government doesn't care about you. I don't know. My parents made me play these weird games. I'm like, they don't care about you. And they're like, why are you saying that? I'm like, I don't know, but I've said it my whole life. Right.
And absolutely true.
Yeah, like, seen as these crazy
people. You know, my parents, you can imagine, we just moved into this big house with 9 bathrooms and in Newton, Massachusetts. And I wander down in my, you know, feet pajamas and tell them, you're rich now, but someday you'll be poor and many people will live in the rooms in your house. And they looked, and then I think I never gave whatever I was perceiving after I saw the expression on their face, I never gave another reading, at least to them. But I was seeing the Boston Ashram that then arrived in, so we were in Newton and the first one was in Chestnut Hill. It was about 3 miles from my house. I was seeing that. So apparently, but I didn't get all of that because I was three and years later understood it. And so the thing is that there weren't the resources for us to understand ourselves.
And that look you just did, how many of us, when our parents or people looked at you like that, you were like, you took it as a, I was just talking about this with intuition and why we shut it off. We get that look or we get that and we shut it down. And what I love so much about what you're saying about the children is these children, most of them don't want to shut it down. They really don't. So give them a platform for that.
See, what I felt when all of that was happening, because I live very much in collaboration with the non-physicals, which I call management or the smooth operators. But it was very clear to me that the children were bringing the parents to me so they wouldn't shut down, because they're very powerful. And they know at some level, not consciously, but they know what they're up against, some of them consciously. And the children were the ones, I think, speaking to my soul on the soul level. I think the parents didn't know what to do. I think the children came in with advanced knowledge from Sirius or from various places where, you know, they want to be humans, but they don't want to shut down their heart or their third eye. They want the experience, but they don't want the calamity of the experience. And, you know, there was so much love around it when I started, and I ended up with all these families with children from like, you know, like 1 month or just born to around 21 and even beyond, all speaking the same, all with a little different concerns, you know, but it was all about the children that first summit. And it was very beautiful because I felt their souls speaking to me even at night, that their parents need this, but they especially need a shield.
Yes.
They need protection. So that, and also, so, you know, some of these are very aware beings. So on another level, they're saying, you know, that they need their parents to evolve as well.
Well, the parents have to 100% because they've been more brainwashed and taking on that programming that, you know, they we were saying earlier, trying to get rid of it. I'm curious, what's some of the, since you've been doing the summits and, you know, now changing the technology even more over this last year, we'll say the year, because it's been going on for a while and we still got to do the winter. What are some of the biggest aha moments you've seen with all the people you're working with in terms of those great shifts?
So I've seen, amazing things. Actually, one of our clients, she has, and she met us through David. It seemed, it was made, he said, you know, the first time I talked to him, he said, okay, so you're ready to be on my summit? And I said, yes. He said, how does May 12th look? I was like, okay. It was like May 2nd. Okay. I guess I'm ready. Whatever you say. So, but this lady came in from that, the immunity summit, and she has an autistic daughter, 12 years old, and a depressed, anxious husband who is a train conductor, and they're out of like Nashville, Tennessee. And she, the daughter had these, you know, mechanical maneuvers that were her nervous system decharging energy many times a day. And after a few days, they went down to once a week, once a month, they completely, which showed she's highly sensitive. Her nervous system is reacting. Yeah. And so she was doing the repetitive behaviors.
Yeah.
And even the bigger thing was I have it recorded actually. Her husband had experienced many deaths in his role as a train engineer. And so he was depressed chronically, and he became happy. And she said in 3 days. So that was a big, huge aha. As well, David Avocado Wolf said that it was, he says, I have everything. You know, everybody tries to reach him. That he actually said that it is his favorite or most powerful single device. So he has a lot of things that feed into his reality there. And he's very aware of clearing the energy because he is a true master.
Yes, I agree.
And then of course there was Tony and Sage Robbins. So Sage had offered any kind of help that I needed, which I didn't need help because I had so many people coming forth. And as well, I think the biggest thing that happened that was the big aha moment was the significance of the community needing this and supporting it and us in this evolutionary process. So that was a huge awakening. Oh, people really, they really need and want this, and they want us, and they wanted to hear me say my weird things. Because, you know, my family has been very busy shutting me down since I was going. Even at the wedding, it was like the woo-woo.
And so it'll be the woo-woos all day long. I always say embrace the crazy. I'd rather be crazy than what I see out there.
Exactly. I'm calling it the wow-woo now. And so, and I think one of the biggest shifts also was that some of the people are experiencing quite a different quality of life, I would say, meaning they've come into this equanimity or peace.
Yeah.
Whereas so many are so frazzled. But I think our community, because we have this, we also have the, you know, we're quantum. Yes. So in quantum, because if it were just sound, it would be more localized.
Yes.
But because it's quantum or scalar, it's traveling, and also in multiple dimensions of reality, we're connecting.
Yes.
And that's become more tangible for me. And the amount of gratitude that I receive now is constantly surprising me. So
because it's literally, you're putting that out, so it's coming back, right? It's putting out, it's coming back. And funny saying at the top of the hour that we see so much of that coming in, right? Of thank yous, and this is changing, and thank yous. And when all of our energies are, like you said, in the quantum field working together, we're just this power force. And it's just creating this mass new earth. That once people really understand we're pulling down the old, and when we stay in this quantum field together, the new earth is already here. You see it. I see it. I'm like, I want that new earth. I want that new earth. And I know we've got about 7 minutes left, but before, because I've got a few more things I want to share with you. Can you tell people where to get the device, where to find you, where the home summit quickly, so we don't miss any of that as we get to the top of the hour?
Oh, yes. And so we'll be, so it's quantumsoundtherapy.com. And the best thing to do is if you're interested in the technology, you can book on my calendar and I'll talk to you about it. But there's a lot of information there. Also, I do have a personal site, helena360.com, that has some more advanced videos if you want to go deeper. And it also has the summit interview with David Avocado Wolf. People love that. In addition, the new summit, if you go to, it's quantumsoundtherapy.com/summit, Well, Tracy will be sending out invitations.
Yeah, and we'll put all the links below too with this video as well. Yeah. We'll send out an invitation, and then they'll make sure they have the links. Yeah.
And that'll go live in October. And there's one other thing I want to say. One of the biggest surprises about the summit was how people responded to our frequency soundtracks. That was illuminating for me, because I took the frequencies that are on the technology and put them, I masked a lot of them very pleasantly and put them in the sine wave form, but people had astounding experiences and they got such benefit. Yes. That I wanted to give more and more, because not everyone can afford the technology, but we can, and we can't afford to give that away, but we can give away frequencies without, you know, a huge cost. And so that was really illuminating, that, you know, when the field is ready, it receives it. And so I encourage people to sign up through Tracy for the summit, because we will be having an interview shortly, and it will be. And the other thing I would say is that the information is that we're in this paradigm split.
Yes.
That's what people are. And in the split, it's, you can almost see it in yourself. You choose to go left or right. Mm-hmm. And And that's what the summits are about. They're to help you to make choices, but from a state of clarity and wisdom. So we offer in the summit coming up, we have Tracy. We also have like human design experts, and we have some amazing people coming forward. I think we have 30 already. And so it's, but I'm just telling them to give away something really simple that will be a, you know, a lighthouse during shifts,
which is awesome for people, because sometimes we know they're transitioning, people are losing jobs, and you and I do this a lot. We give them a lot of things to say, okay, and that's what I love about the show.
Come on.
Yes. Yeah, we're like, little things go a long way. Like I released my prayer book, but I got a second one. So these people are going to get a prayer that's going to be in the prayer book that's not out. But when you say it out loud, it's extremely powerful, right? And these are the little tools that I say to people, if you're at the summit, take all the little tools. If you can't afford something right now, get out of that space. Take the little tools as if you are able to afford it now, because that energy is going to start dropping. And then you can participate with other people in other things, whatever it is that you want, because it's going to be a new earth where you'll have the ability to do whatever you want.
Yes, yes. And we will hopefully be putting more of the Tesla iCubes around the planet so people can meditate.
I believe a lot of that old, you can see, it's like, I keep getting these images, you know, the satellites controlled by the yucky people. You can keep seeing them blow up, right? Like it's like literally that one's gone, that one's gone, and then replaced with really good high frequencies. And it's like, kind of like, you know, we talk about pillars of light around our home, or I see those always around the earth, mm-hmm. but those pillars of light replacing that old technology.
And then I love that. So group visualization, that's really powerful to see. Whoa, that's good. Yeah. That's a really powerful thing to see that infused with light.
Yeah, so much. As we get to the top of the hour, and I know you're still in this beautiful joy space. I love with the wedding. I can see people.
Oh, I still have my bracelet on.
I love it. Hey, you're loud. You got to keep on partying. I would say we're going to have more fun, because that energy brings in such beauty. But when you look at work today, and you had something that maybe you want to leave with people, and what would you like to say to people listening right now? Well, what message?
The most important thing at this time is to tune into your soul and to listen to the messages. Don't ignore. This is the time where your soul is in high alert, because it is a situation that's very conflictual. And so the most important thing is to tune into your soul. You can use frequencies, you can hum or chant or stand on your head in yoga or breathe, but listen to your soul and what it's saying, because this is about your spiritual awakening and also you're thriving on earth. So if you can, whether you douse or just tune in, it is, you really must let go of the baggage and realize it's not only your baggage. It may not even be your baggage. It could be collective baggage. And so the curriculum is letting go of the baggage so you can listen to your soul, actualize your quantum potential, and stay in this moment. Pretend there's no past, there's no future. What's happening now, like between Reverend Tracy and I, this is your reality. And the rest, you know, let go of that attachment and learn the state of the witness. So that's what I would say. So decode, recode, reset, because there is not a future based upon your past timeline. We're reconstructing the timelines. So be in this present moment as clear as you can. Feel the feeling is what you, but do not let it dominate. Do not repeat it or dominate. Let it go. Feel it. Let it go.
What a perfect note to end this hour. I couldn't agree with you more. And I love that you said again, we're just tearing down the old and we're coming into the new. I can't thank you enough for joining me. I want to have you back. We are just, the hour went so quickly.
Oh my goodness.
No. My producer's like, time to go. I'm like, no. So thank you for sharing your gifts. your beautiful soul, everything that you give to the world. And I just love you to bits. I love what you're doing. And I know that all of us, we've said this before, I just feel like I've known you forever, but it's, we've come together because we have known each other before.
Yes.
I am so honored. Thank you to be on this journey with you.
Yes. And thank you. You are a very high priestess and we know that, and a goddess. So I really honor your work as well, Reverend Tracy. And I know that it is going to have great impact for a long time. And in the quantum world, there's no time. No, so we're just together again, creating the
no
list.
Time and no ending. So thank you for tuning in, guys. You made sure you press the replay, and we will see you all next week, same time, same place. And we will be answering your questions next week, doing some shifting and having an incredible time. So please go and check out Helena. We will have all the websites below so you can watch the replay. I'll be posting them and sending them out in the mail, and just go today and stay in this high vibe because it's what we were meant to be. Much love, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.